Okay, I'll call the April Public Works Committee meeting to order. Do we have approval for the
So
minutes?
Second.
Any corrections or whatever? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Eric, Highway.
Morning, folks.
Morning.
First item. Requesting authorization to enter a roadside mowing agreement with Town of Troopsburg for 30.88 miles. The amount is $75.05 per mile. So the folks that opt out of our contract are doing it. We just reimburse them what our contractor would have made to decide if they want to mow. So that's how we rise to that those numbers. Does that have to get approved before I move on to the next one, Jack?
Yes.
I'll make a motion.
Do them all at once.
So,
well, you can do
all three towns and
okay.
One more.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's the same rate per mile for all three towns, right? Yes.
You don't have a fight.
No. So do I have a motion to approve those?
So moved.
Second.
A second.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
All right. Seven. Next item. Moving down to D. Requesting authorization to extend an agreement for code enforcement services from January 1st, 2020.
We're going to put that on hold and
do that at the end.
Do that
okay,
at the end in the executive session.
Okay. Next item, requesting authorization to enter into a memorandum agreement between Steuben County. Oh, this one we're tabling. We didn't get information back on, right?
We're tabling. So just as background, the day after, it was Saturday after the flood, Eric and I talked to Brian Kelly. I was the one, I think, don't throw Eric under the bus. I was the one. The Red Spring Run was the bridge that completely got washed away. Mm-hmm. And the state said they had a temporary bridge that they could bring down. We said, get it on the way. For FEMA reimbursement purposes, Todd's working with FEMA. There is cost both on the DOT side that can be reimbursed and cost on our side, because we have to haul it back and we are determining where it's going to be hauled. And it's not a haul that our crews can do. We're going to have to get someone else to do it, but we can get that cost reimbursed. But we're working with DOT to get it someplace, not Albany
Long Island
or something like that, someplace close. But they haven't agreed to a location yet. We want to specify a location so that we don't agree to deliver it and then they tell us you're going to St. Lawrence County or something like that.
Correct.
We'll bring it back to you.
Okay.
Thank you, Jack.
Well, let's move on to landfill.
Landfill. Request authorization to bid a timber sale at the Lindley North Landfill. We request the authorization to bid the timber. The estimated value at this point from our vendor as well as our in-house staff is about $35,000.
Second.
Any questions? Further discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Next item, requesting authorization to use landfill 7 and 8 capital project for leachate transfer building supervisory control and debt acquisition. So when our, unbeknownst to myself, when our building was taken out by this dump truck, we lost all the data control in that leachate pump station. And it needs to be put back together and it's in the amount of $56,832. We did get the structure rebuilt, obviously. I think we reported that to you folks. We did that in-house. So this is in addition to that, again, for the amount of $56,832.
Make motion.
Was that truck that took it out? Was it our truck or somebody?
Yes, our truck, which was totaled out. Yes. Yeah, it was a big back dump that we reported on some time ago.
Yeah.
We saved as much of the panels. The staff did a good job with the electrical panels, and there's quite a bit of gear in this unit, in this housing. That was one that's a little more sensitive that we really couldn't save.
Okay. Is there any insurance coverage on this?
We haven't put this to risk yet. Did you plan on pulling this out of our normal line, or are we going to try to speak with risk on this for... With exceeded. Okay, yeah, so we're going to pay this out of our capital project line.
Okay, all right. All right.
Motion.
Okay. Motion, do I have a second? Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Next item, awarding the leachate treatment plant emerging contaminants improvement project RFP. We received two proposals from engineering firms, service for the leachate treatment plant emerging contaminants project. Barton LaJudas and Labello were the two that submitted. The review team comprised of myself, Chris, Steve, Andy Barbado, and Billy Jeffords. We evaluated each response in accordance with the requirements of the RFP process. It was determined that Barton LaJudas provides the most comprehensive proposal and is in the best interest of the county to award the project to them. The project engineering cost is estimated at $4,630,000, and it'll take approximately 4 years to complete this project. That's possibly why their engineering fees that we questioned initially, we thought, Chris and I thought they may be a little high. And further investigating, it's because the project's going to drag out so far and so long and the specialized nature of the project. So that's the reason for that. But again, this is all working within the contract terms and has been discussed, but it's within the grant funding piece too. So it's part of that $25 million.
Okay.
Motion. So this is, it'll take out several things from the water that goes down to the sewer plant here, like PFAS and some other things too.
Yes, Jack commented on it, Bob, before. It's definitely gonna help with the PFAS. The other piece is the biggest, issue we've been having or discussing with bath gas and the end receiver is nitrogen. So it'll help address that issue okay. to the fullest.
I know also. It's a multi-facet situation.
As well as giving us the upgrade that we need overall with the system, even if some of this other stuff wasn't even around, you know, or we weren't dealing with it, if you will. We're due. It's how old's that before it's had a major upgrade? How long? About 25 years. So as far as end of life, you know, and maintaining what we have. That's which good. It's nice through the grant process as well. That goes without saying.
Do we have a motion to
so moved
to award the bid to
second.
Burton LaJudas?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Bids. First item.
Actually, unless there's an objection, the first A through E, I think there was only one bidder on those.
Okay. I can.
He had two.
Would you like me to read through all of them, Fred, and then separate out if you want?
If there's only the one bidder and if you're recommending that they be approved, we could do it possibly in one motion.
Okay. So D is D the only one that is two out of the one through?
E had two.
E's one.
Yeah, D's got two different bidders. E.
All right. I'll read A through C right now just to keep it clean on my end, if you don't mind. First one, fixed speed rotary screw compressor. We recommend awarding to bid to the lowest bidder, D&W Diesel, the amount of $13,513. This is the compressor out at the landfill for the mechanics. B, global positioning system machine controls. Recommend awarding to the sole bidder, Carlson Software, Inc., the amount of $89,995, and we have this budget for $90,000 for major equipment line, so we're good there. This is to help us get full compaction and track GPS. It's a good system. We probably should add it in place a little while ago or sooner than now, but this will allow us to meet our full real estate volume and getting the compaction we need up there at the landfill. C, recommend awarding the bid to Fluid Kinetics, Inc., the sole bidder, in the amount of $15,081. This is for the spare pumps we use at the leachate. It's two primary, so we like to keep one on hand in case we have a failure. Letter E. D's two. So letter E, two diesel power road brooms. I recommend awarding the bids to Monroe Tractor, an implement company, as the sole bidder in the amount of $157,000 for the two diesel powered road brooms. Is that all the single ones, Todd?
I'll move those single ones.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Okay, back into HydroCedar. Recommend awarding the bid to the lowest bidder, Space Brackets Inc., in the amount of $24,400. This money is budgeted. We do not have one currently. This will help with restoration on the slopes and side slopes for immediate vegetation to help control.
I thought basically Sprockets was a George Jetson company.
Possibly.
This is replacing, we used to have Soil and Water do some for it.
They still do, but okay. Up there primarily, no. It's the stuff they do first, Bob, is highway related generally with the creeks and bank erosion. They may have done it up there in the past, but this will give us the freedom to be able to house our own.
It'll be what, mainly used at the landfill?
It is, but I can see it having a, you know, dual right. purpose use, obviously, with highway, because Jeff Parker gets backed up so much with that stuff.
Right.
Okay. We have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Have a second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 5D is approved.
So F, the asphalt concrete specified in place. We're recommending awarding the bid to the lowest bidder, Dolomite Products Company, in the amount of $5,818,900, $818,910. I've got that for you, Amanda, too. Sorry about that. These are CHIPS road projects that we'll be requesting the reimbursement for. Am I going right down through all of them then, Bob or Fred? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can. And, yep. And one motion at the end.
Okay. G, asphalt concrete miscellaneous in place projects. Recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on lowest line item price and availability.
What's happening with asphalt pricing this year?
Still staying pretty climbing now.
Climbing.
Yeah. April 1. We're in escalation right now.
Yeah.
See what May brings. But we don't have our CHIPS letters yet, so we're kind of just waiting to see what happens.
These are all based on what CHIPS comes in at, right?
Well, this is the money that we pay for, that we, the vehicle we use to to purchase these projects to do.
You gotta wait to see what CHIPS money's really gonna be, correct?
Yeah, we're hoping.
We gotta wait till we get, like Todd said, the letter, which is pretty much the guarantee of this is how much you're gonna get if something weird happened, and they don't expect it with what's happening with the state budget, but if they did reduce it, then obviously we'd come back and change the projects.
That's what my point is. Yeah.
Yeah, we'd adjust. That was G, right? I was on. I just read.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yep. H, portable toilet septic tank pumping. Recommend awarding to the sole bidder, Butler Excavating and Concrete LLC, the portable toilet septic tank pumping bid for all of our projects that they're out there on bridge and road if we need them for long term. Cleaning, wash, and sealing Steuben County bridges. Recommend awarding the sole bidder, Hunting Valley Construction Inc., for the alternate bid amount of $207,879. Next one, reinforcing steel bars. Recommend awarding the bid to the lowest bidder, J.C. Smith, in the amount of $27,132. Industrial electrical services. This is an extension. Recommended extending the industrial electrical services with no increase in cost. Matco Electric, they've been doing a wonderful job. Tilt deck trailer. Recommend rejecting all bids. We brought this out, put out to bid. We revised the bid, and we're going to put it back out. So we'll be reissuing this and bringing it back to you folks. And that's all.
Okay. I have a motion to approve those bids.
So moved.
I have a second.
Second.
Any questions, further discussion?
I do.
Yes, Shannon.
I just have a quick question before he leaves because he might be able to answer it, but when dispatch calls out the trees
down. Can we do the vote on this first, Shannon?
Oh, yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Go ahead, Shannon.
Whenever dispatch calls out trees down on county roads, why is it the county's not taking care of county roads like the state takes care of state roads? Because as of now, they call out fire departments.
That's how it's always generally been. I can't answer that. We do help, though. If it's bad enough or we have to do a road closure, we do assist, and they do come out.
But then that ties up officers and everything, because they call the fire department out, and then the fire department.
Yeah, again, that was not initiated by me, so I'm not sure, Ms. Logsdon. That's something we can check into if it's something we want to look for, you know.
I didn't know something could be coordinated more for the county to deal with their road.
Sure. And that's the other thing, too, is a lot of the firemen that have done it in the past successfully, we've sent guys out and they've sent them home, said, no, we got it under control. And to your point, it ties up our guys as well. So we feel the same way.
Along with what Shannon just said, Eric, just to put you on the radar, you know, and everybody, that might be a topic that's coming, because I know the mayor in Savona told the fire department, because they're having a little controversy back and forth between, you know, as far as finances, that they weren't allowed to go out on tree calls anymore.
Huh. I believe they're going out for road for traffic control until the town shows up to move the tree.
They're making the towns. You know, they are.
My understanding is that's all initiated through 911. 911's the one that's calling the fire department to go out.
I just put that on everybody's radar that the mayor said that.
And my point on to this, I don't know why it matters who takes care of it, as long as it gets taken care of, because it is a public safety hazard, especially out in the rural communities in the middle of the night. So who cares if the county, the town, or the fire department gets there first, as long as it gets taken care of.
Yeah, thank you. By the time we hear about it, generally it is the volunteer firemen that get there first, because it's, again, as I said, it's been the past practice, whether it's right or wrong. The other piece is Todd just made me aware of that. 100%, almost 100% of the time, if it's a tree they cut up and we are made aware and they've cleared the concern or the right of way, if you will, our folks go out and clean up all the debris in the tree and cut more if they need to.
Okay. Did that answer your question, Stephen? Okay. Personnel?
Yeah. So it would be executive session relative to employment. History of contractual or employee.
Brad, I had one question before we go into that. Back on your 5B bid, the $90,000 GPS system, as my friend Mr. Swackhammer would always follow up with, is there any additional costs going forward as far as support on this type of a software system?
That's a great question. I should have mentioned, I just got that number this morning, Scott, but yes, it's $1,500 a year to maintain the licensing. After this first year, they come and install it. They do our training with our folks. And again, it offers a ton of opportunity to get to meet our full potential for compaction up there. So
the first year, the 15 is included in the 90,000.
Yes, that's what I was told.
Thank you.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
Thanks.
You need a motion to go into executive
session moved.
For what Jack said.
I'll make motion to that.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye. We're in executive session. Executive session.
Yeah.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So we're back in open session, and we need a motion to reappoint Mr. Cagle.
Yeah, extending amend.
Extending his contract.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. Did you say extend and amend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long is it extended for?
1 year.
For the year, right?
Yeah.
Year by year.
Yep.
For the remainder of this year.
Yeah, we're behind on this one. It should have been done December 1.
So Bob made the motion. Do we have a second? Further discussion? A quick question. He can be terminated at any time?
We can cancel the contract with
30 days.
30 days notice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Once we can do that, I'm good.
Yep. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Do I have to state the pay increase that I was requesting, Jack?
You might as well.
Yeah. So from $25 an hour to $27, and if we do end up going a different route down the road, you know.
So, you want to amend the motion,
or
okay,
right. If you're okay with it, yeah.
I'm okay. Well, if it needs to be amended, I amend it.
Amanda will figure it out.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
What they meant to